Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here today. Like, I need to leave the room important. Mike Moran. Everybody knows Mike Moran. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Renee. It's good to be here.
So glad you are here. And she is one of the inductees this year into the Sports Hall of Fame, which is what we're talking about today. Stephanie Leisure is your name now, but when you were a powerhouse in the Superpower Doherty High School girls basketball team in 95, it was Frisch.
Yes, you're correct. Yeah.
Welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much for coming in. And today we are talking about the Sports Hall of Fame celebration. This is the 20th annual Sports Hall of Fame celebration, which is exactly, Mike, why we need to talk about it, because it's a rich history here.
Yeah, it really is, Renee. This thing got off the ground in 2000. There had been a lot of chatter about it for years because there's so much tradition here in sports. And we finally got it off the ground. And we've had it every year at the World Arena on the floor. And they do a great job. The arena's dark. They have carpeting down. The tables have flowers. Big screen television. And to go back to what you said, we have inducted amazingly great teams, individuals, contributors. And you know, we're never going to run out.
Right. Because, so, I mean, look at what we have here. It's like a sports mecca here.
Oh, yeah.
It really is, right?
Well, three or four great colleges and their sports programs, the Olympic and Paralympic presence, mm-hmm. and the hill climb.
Yeah.
Just to name a few things.
Right.
And golf and everything else. So it's a delight. We do this every April. We get together and meet. The public has submitted some nominations. We have a committee of people that span different times and decades. And we have about a five-hour session to go through these names. And then if you get down to five individuals in a team, the people that you didn't get to are there for the next year or two. So it's really nice.
And being the 20th anniversary of the Sports Hall of Fame, I can imagine some of the names that have already been inducted. And like you said, like some of them, let's talk about, as we were talking before, we're talking everything from hockey to basketball. I mean, some of the amazing teams that have just trained here, individuals. Let's talk about some of them, yeah.
Well, just take a look at our first class in 2000.
Yeah.
Goose Gossage, Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Peggy Fleming, great skater. Bill Hibble, of course, who has been instrumental in everything that happens here, Vail Pomar, and it just went on from there. And but the Olympic presence here has given us the opportunity. Part of the criteria, you have to have lived here, trained here, whatever here. And because so many Olympic athletes or Paralympic athletes have trained here, even though they may live someplace else, like my friend Bonnie Blair, who's from Wisconsin, but she trained here. And the 1980 Olympic hockey team, the Miracle on Ice, they played here in the sports festival that year. And then they were picked, and they trained here for 2 months before they started the road to Lake Placid. So we inducted them. So we never really run out. And, of course, I'm really happy for Stephanie and her teammates, because this team – I think from everybody's point of view, is the best girls basketball team in the history of Colorado sports, and probably better than anything even right now.
Which is incredible.
She won't admit that, but it's true. It was a great, almost all of the girls on that team ended up playing basketball at college, which is unusual, and were, at various colleges, attained a lot of more success.
So absolutely.
We're thrilled with this team.
And what I want to do really quick, and then we're going to talk with Stephanie about that Superpower Doherty High School girls basketball team, 1995, go squad, right, as getting inducted. The whole team is getting inducted.
Yes.
But let's talk about some of the nominations, the inductees really quick, Mike, additionally for this year. It is a long list of some pretty prestigious names, really.
Yeah, in addition to that team, we have Don Lucia, who came in 93. Mm-hmm. And turned the Colorado College program, hockey program, into one of the best in the nation. He had back-to-back 30-win seasons. They played Michigan for the Frozen Four Championship. Should have won, and it went to overtime. And he's coming back, bringing his family and all that kind of stuff. Of course, the team. Allison Jones, who is the most decorated Paralympic athlete in our history, she competed in cycling and skiing and in 8 different Paralympic Games. She is exceptional.
A powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
In her own way.
Alicia Latimer, who probably still, in terms of overall achievement, is the top girls high school sprinter, went on to the University of Illinois. Had it not been for some injuries at Illinois and everything else, I think she would have been an Olympian at the same time that FloJo was.
Wow.
And that would have been really something. And then Steve Bartello, who was kind of an indistinguished running back here in high school, but went to CSU as a walk-on and set all kinds of records. And he still has some NCAA records in terms of yardage and number of carries.
Also a Doherty Spartan.
Yeah, also a Doherty Spartan.
So he's like, yep, go Spartans,
and,
right.
John Clune, who was instrumental in the rise of Air Force Athletics as their athletic director at the academy for years, a guy that was just cherished by everybody. He got Air Force into its first league affiliation, and just a guy that everybody loved. That's the kind of person from the past that we will come up with. Even John, who's of course deceased, we have about 30 people coming just to salute him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a terrific class.
It is.
And we have special awards, too, that go to some people and all that. But, yeah, it's a terrific class. I love Halls of Fame.
Yeah, it's going
to be a lot of fun.
So what we're going to do is we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the 1995 Doherty High School girls basketball champions, state champions, and a lot more. That's on the way on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. So excited today to be talking with Mike Moran. Hello, Mike. Everybody knows Mike. I mean, your sports history. That could take an entire day. We'll just...
That was then. This is now.
Yeah. That was now. Can you tell Mike's also been a media guy?
Yes, you can.
You can hear it in his
Absolutely.
Voice. And Stephanie Leisure, but when she was on the superpower Doherty High School girls basketball team in 95, it was Frisch.
Frisch. You're super close.
I'm so close.
Fish,
Leisure.
Yes, there you go.
And you are now the athletic director.
I am.
For Doherty High School, which is very exciting. And you are one of, you and the team, the 1995 girls basketball team, state champions, one of the inductees this year into the Sports Hall of Fame.
Yep.
How exciting is that?
Yeah. Well, incredibly exciting. I mean, the list of names in the first place just for this year is incredible. And I know there's been such a rich history of sports in Colorado Springs that it's pretty incredible to be honored among those people and teams. Some good friends of mine have been inducted. And so it's pretty special and very special to be inducted with people who I grew up with and were my very best friends. And we still have so many fond memories.
I mean,
you can guess, of course. State titles now are probably a little bit different. You feel like that probably kids move in and they go to different places with choice and everything else. I mean, kids go wherever they want to start. And so state championships, I feel like, are probably not as pure as they used to be. We were fortunate enough to be brought up by amazing coaches.
Right.
And that group played together from the time we were fourth graders.
All the way up.
And so I think that's pretty incredible.
And you know what, Renee? In addition to the state championship, this team also was nationally ranked.
I was going to say,
and played the number one team in the nation.
Twice.
And that is a story twice. That's a story in itself. And won.
Yep.
And which team was that you guys won?
So we played Oregon City, Oregon. They were ranked number one because they had won multiple state titles in a row. So they were ranked number one that year. And we played them twice that summer.
Wow.
Once on their home court. And it was a great game. Won by 1 or 3. I can't remember exactly. And then they came to Colorado Springs, actually. And we played in the U.S. Junior Nationals later in the summer. And we beat them by 20.
Wow.
Like, it was not close. So, yeah, I feel like really made a case that year for being the number one team in the country, but finished number 3.
Yes. I was going to say, because USA Today, top 5, and you guys finished 3rd that year. I mean, how incredible. And like you said, you guys were playing since 4th grade together.
Yeah.
I mean, that's synergy right there.
It is. Yeah. And blessed to be coached by coaches who spent the time with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Really everything, a lot of time that they had to be able to bring us to that spot. Couldn't have done that without them. And of course, our parents.
Right.
Because that's a lot of sacrifice.
Oh, the hours?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, all year long, the hours.
Yep. Yep.
And one of the coaches is going to be at the induction, right?
Well, and I hope a few. I think several are going to be there. And I don't know absolutely for sure, but I would assume that several are going to be there. But Carl Krug was our high school coach and spent a lot of time with us, of course. And then the youth coaches that we had that really got us to that point were Phil Johnson and Randy Stratton. So, I mean, notable names in Colorado Springs sports and incredibly. So they are, we are indebted to all three of those guys. And then, of course, we had assistants, but those three guys definitely spent the time with us to make us who we were. So,
yeah. And looking at, I mean, college or high school sports in Colorado Springs, like we said, I mean, we have college sports, high school sports. We've got fantastic teams.
Yeah. Yeah,
all the way from, you know, golf to soccer to hockey to basketball.
Yeah.
And, but that team that year really put their mark, didn't it?
Yeah. We, it was, and again, you know, I mean, state championships are not easy to come by.
No.
It seems like it sometimes when teams rattle off three or four in a row. But that span, we had really spent time. Doherty had established a really solid feeder program up to that point. So I was a sophomore. When I was a sophomore at Doherty, right, it was just grades 10, 11, and 12 at that point. Now we're 9 to 12. But when I was a ninth grader and not yet there, they won a state title. My sophomore year, we were runner-up.
Mm.
My junior year, we lost in the semis to Boulder, and they went on to win, and we still should have won. But you know, that's what happens. And then my senior year, we won another state title. So it was that span of years,
right?
A pretty powerful dynasty of Doherty girls basketball. And over the course, and of course, like around that as well. But a true testament to the amount of time that people had spent, had invested in us to be great.
And you know, Renee, as opposed to what's happening across the nation to high school sports,
they're getting rid of programs, and so, which is sad.
But we continue to have an outstanding high school program in Colorado Springs and the cities,
right?
You know, that are right around it. If you go to Denver, you see high schools that have been unable to field a football team because they only have 25 guys and so forth and so on. But Colorado Springs high schools continue now to excel and prosper, and you're not seeing a lot of the dissolving of teams or the numbers of athletes and all that seem to beset a lot of programs. And it is expensive because, you know, it's right now you've gone from when I was in high school, which was prehistoric, it was open season. Now, in a lot of schools, the parents have to pay a fee.
Right, so, just to get their kids
so
in
that
the
boy
programs.
Or the girl can play and all that. So, but we really are very healthy here in high school sports, and I don't see any end to it.
Which is good news.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic news.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have to take a quick news break. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And so excited to be talking about the Sports Hall of Fame of Colorado Springs. They're coming up with their class of 2019. The induction gala is coming up Monday, October 21st, Broadmoor World Arena. This is the 20th annual banquet. And Mike Moran, folks can purchase tickets, right, and tables to go to this. They can be a part of this incredible ceremony.
Yeah, we're over 500 people. We're probably going to get close to 600. But all you have to do if you'd like to go is to call my friend Megan Hutchings at 634-7333, extension 1000, or go to coloradospringssports.org. And you can order your tickets that way.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's a terrific crowd. This is one of the best halls of fame. And I've been the MC for a lot of them in different places.
Yeah.
This is really one of the best. Dot Leishik and her staff at the World Arena make this very special. You wouldn't know it's in an arena. And it's a classy evening.
It sounds like it. And again, so get your tickets. Coming up Monday, October 21st, 5 to 7, again at the Broadmoor World Arena. And here is one of the inductees, Stephanie Leisure, known as Frisch, when she was on that 1995 Superpower Doherty High School girls basketball team. State champions, ranked third in the country, USA Today's national top five during that season. Took down the top team in the country twice.
twice.
In the same year.
Yes.
That's incredible.
In the same summer,
in
right beforehand.
Summer. You're like, take it, right? Now, and that's so incredible. So most of the team is coming out for, who are some of your teammates on that incredible team? And as we talked about, Coach Carl Krug probably is coming in for the induction, right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Incredible.
And yes. So my teammates just in that senior class. We had six seniors on that team, and all six of us went on to play college basketball. So
yeah, you played at New Mexico.
Yeah, I did. I went to New Mexico State
with the Lobos, right?
Yes. Actually, they were the Ridge Runners.
Okay.
Like, and then they were, and that's New Mexico, University of New Mexico.
That's right.
Yes. Guys with the Aggies. It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, I went to New Mexico State and then decided to come home and went to and finished basketball at UCCS.
Yes, you did. Go Mountain Lions.
Yeah, go yeah. Mountain Lions.
There you go.
Yes. And they are great years there.
Yeah.
A little different, right? It's always an adjustment to college, I think, for all of us.
Right.
When we finished high school, so we were there, like I said, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Our record as a varsity program, because we all played varsity our sophomore year, we were like a half with another great class of girls who were seniors. When we finished high school, we were 72-2. we had lost. We lost in the finals my sophomore year and lost in the semis my junior year. So really had great opportunity.
Yeah.
But then you go to college. Everybody goes to college, and unless you are, you know, UConn in women's basketball, you don't win that much.
Right.
So it's an adjustment to make sure that you are.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta fight through the losses a little more than you did in high school. So it was good. It was a good experience.
And some of your classmates are coming from the team, coming to the induction.
Other senior, Dina Koskovich, who is now Pena. Chelsea Richardson, who's now Watts, Karen Rance, who her married name, of course. And then, let's see, Cammie Burns, she'll be there. Well, I think she's going to be there. So those were like the five seniors, and then several notable people in the underclassmen too. But I think almost everybody, I'm looking at the picture right now.
Yeah.
I think almost everybody played college sports. I think maybe only one. And I think almost everybody played basketball, maybe just one that played soccer instead. But everybody else played college basketball.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
And we were kind of talking in the break, Stephanie, like you are now the athletic director at Doherty.
Yeah.
And how
I am.
How like influential was all of this? Mm. And I mean, it had to play a role. I mean, being a part of that team and shaping your career.
Yes.
To become an athletic director. I mean, that's amazing.
I think that probably, so the two, my coaches, our coaches, and then parents have really like formed me into the person that, of course, I am today. And I think what probably they influence most is the desire to serve and give opportunity to kids.
Right.
So having coaches who took us from the time we were fourth graders and didn't get paid. You know, Phil and Randy didn't get paid.
Yeah, right.
Not like clubs these days where you pay thousands of dollars to have your kids play for 6 months. I mean, thousands of dollars for 6 months. They never got paid for that. Took us out of state to tournaments to get seen by college coaches. And then our parents affording us that opportunity to do that was huge. So it's really formed, and I know several of my teammates, of course, as well, the opportunity to give their kids the chance to participate in youth sports, to whatever, and the variety of sports, or music, or drama, or whatever it is, but to give them a niche, like that has influenced us tremendously.
Absolutely.
And then my own desire to have kids, give kids the opportunity. I coach 7th and 8th graders right now. And I've had them
coaching,
since they were 3rd graders.
Oh.
You know, I'm hoping I would be blessed to say if they would all come to Doherty, but that's probably not the case. But a majority of them. My friend and I, we coach them, and we coach them for free. We don't get any kickback for that.
Right.
We only charge for the tournaments that we play in. And we've really spent the time to give them the opportunity because people have done it for us.
Yeah.
And I know.
Which is incredible.
I know a number of my teammates are doing the same thing for their kids.
You think so? Yeah. That's incredible.
They absolutely
because
are.
It was such an influence in your life.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think that's then given me the desire to serve kids above that as well, being involved in education. I taught for 10 years at Doherty, and then was a dean of students, and then was an assistant principal at Harrison High School for 5 years, and then came back to Doherty as an assistant principal, and this is my second year as an athletic director. So
incredible
balance of what's important in schools: athletics, arts, a place to give kids so that they feel like they have a place.
Right.
Because if it's just school, I mean, they might be fine, but it's what provides them that niche that really makes them buy into school. So both being an assistant principal and athletic director, like finding that balance of what's important to kids so that they feel like it's a valuable experience, is probably the most important thing I can do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And all of that, I think, in basketball, right? That's incredible. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Renee? There's a subset to this, too.
Absolutely.
It's the incredible progress of girls and women's basketball.
In sports, yeah.
In 1980, we had what would have been, had we not had to boycott the games in Moscow, we had the U.S. Olympic women's basketball team here. Some of the greats, some of your listeners may remember the name, some may not. Ann Myers, Carol Blazejowski, Nancy Lieberman. And they were here, and USA Basketball put together a scrimmage over at Harrison High School, and they had that team, and they had a team of 12 boys representing the high schools here in town.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, I went over there, and the girls and the women were out in their red, white, and blue warm-ups. The little boys had mesh jerseys on and different shorts and shoes, and I thought, you know, these guys are courageous to do this, because they'll be embarrassed if they thought that way by these women. Well, they ran the women up and down the court and beat them. 4 years later, we had the 1984 Olympic women's basketball team, some of the same people, and this time USA Basketball put together a team of some college players like Roger Morningstar from Kansas and others, and this time the women beat the college guys easily, just in 4 years. And now you've got, take a look at the WNBA and the colleges, Notre Dame, UConn, you name it. That astounding leap in quality in women's and girls' basketball is just absolutely amazing to watch.
Yeah, it is incredible. And the history. And your team is part of that.
Yeah.
It's incredible for the
Thanks.
Colorado Springs. Yep. I mean, that's like impactful.
Yeah,
okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking about the Sports Hall of Fame. It's the 20th annual Sports Hall of Fame. We're talking about the class of 2019 presented by Colorado Springs Sports Corporation. And joining me today, Mike Moran. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Renee.
So glad you could come in. And inductee Stephanie Leisure, Stephanie Frisch, if you knew her as part of that powerhouse Doherty High School Squirrels basketball team in 1995. And Mike, you were talking about, really quick, before we kind of wrap up today, the scrimmages that happened, you know, for the Olympic teams and stuff, and what this, first of all, you're just a storybook, which is incredible, because your involvement with sports, you know, for so long, and being involved with, you know, USOC and stuff like that. But you just told a story about here is, I mean, completely highlights why we're Olympic City USA.
Oh, yeah.
It's the history is so rich.
That's not a phony tag. I mean, this, when you consider the number of great athletes, Paralympians, Olympians that have come through, trained here. When I was with the USOC, we coined a phrase that the Colorado Springs is the place where Olympic dreams begin. And, you know, it's we've probably had, I guess, 400,000 Olympic or Paralympic hopefuls come through to train here. But, you know, they don't all make the team.
Right.
Some of them make national teams.
Right.
Some of them make Pan American Games team. Some of them make Olympics, but, you know, it's a small ratio of girls and boys, men and women, that will actually end up on these Olympic or Paralympic teams. But just what they've done here and the fact that their dreams started here, this is where they began to chase the dream.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you were talking, Stephanie, when Mike was talking about the scrimmage that happened between the men's and women, you guys do actually something similar, it sounds like.
Well, we were just fortunate. USA Basketball contacted my boys' coach last summer, and my boys' basketball coach, and my boys got to scrimmage the U-17 women's national team. And again, this summer had some involvement with it. But the incredible opportunity that having USA Basketball right here in your backyard is, we've gotten to see, they have the 3-on-3 national championships, like, that are going to decide who goes to FIBA, the 3-on-3 finals. that competition is here. So you get to go, you can take your kids for free to see the best high school players in the country and see all those coaches because the coaches get to come because
come
it's like
right there.
Yes.
Right. I mean, perfect.
They're watching, they're watching right there. So incredible opportunities through USA Basketball and of course other things, but of course basketball just, I mean,
well, there you
it
go.
Piques my interest, right?
Yeah. You know, she, Stephanie mentioned this. All of a sudden now, in fact, they're in the Olympic 3-on-3 basketball. Yeah. It's now sweeping the country.
Yeah.
And you've got these tournaments in the summertime and all that. But people are really going to be surprised when they see, if they haven't seen it before, 3-on-3 games.
Yeah. It's incredible.
And it's very different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But boy, you see that. That's a place where you really see that raw talent.
Yep.
Oh yeah, because it's like straight. Yeah. Oh,
you're not
incredible.
Playing. You're not playing slow down and,
no,
and all
it's
that.
It's super fast.
Yeah.
It's, oh, I
bet. It's absolutely amazing. The skill levels incredible.
Yeah, I mean, just incredible. Well, thank you both for coming in today. I do want to give details again because we've barely scratched the surface, obviously, of the whole class for 2019 for the inductees into the Sports Hall of Fame. But let's give her, if folks would like to go, because again, it sounds like an incredible night to celebrate all these incredible athletes and coaches and very inspirational and prestigious folks in sports in our community. And again, this is happening Monday, October 21st.
So
we've got a couple weeks, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You can get your tickets happening at the Broadmoor World Arena. Plus, it's the 20th annual banquet. Yeah, that's fantastic. So go be a part of it, and you can get tickets online, is that right?
You can go to coloradospringsports.org, or you can call Megan at 634-7333, extension 1000. Now, the tickets are not cheap. They're $250 or $150, but the amenities that night, the food, and if you take one of the patron tables, they're $1,500. The VIP tables are $2,500, which includes wine and all kinds of things. And we have a great, unbelievable silent auction that precedes the banquet itself. And organizations all over are donating memorabilia to us. And that thing has been incredibly successful. But if you want to get value for your money, this would be it.
Well, absolutely. And what a great night to celebrate.
Yep. I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. Steffi, congratulations to
you
and everybody in that 1995 girls basketball team.
We're excited to be there.
Doherty High School. Yeah. Be like, go Doherty.
Yeah.
And now you can be like, are you going to go back to the school and be like, look, everybody.
Yeah.
Since you're the athletic director. You're like, wait, I haven't really thought about that.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that, but it is very exciting.
I was going to say, it's very exciting and inspiring.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much, Mike Oran and Stephanie Leisure. Thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate you coming in. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it was a big announcement. Homefront Cares is now merging with Peak Military Care Network. We'll find out more about that coming up tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.